اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفران يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآن.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to IRIB English Radio. Here again we are with you in another Quranic session. Brother Fawad Haider is here, Brother Hassan Nasrullah, Hussein Ruhullah, and Ali Nasir, students of Xavier International School. So, we are here with you with another Quranic session. Welcome everyone, and inshallah today, our main topic will be Ayah 268 of Surah Al-Baqarah on page 45. So, the same as our previous sessions, we will have a short explanation, a recitation of this ayah, then we'll move on to the tajweed rules. All right?
Yes.
So,
yes.
Brothers ready?
Yes.
All right. So, brothers and sisters, as you're listening to IRIB Radio, English Radio, please hold on your Qurans. Hold your Qurans. Ayah 268, page 45. Let's everyone once listen to the recitation.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الشيطان يعدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالفحشاء والله يعدكم مغفرة منه وفضلا والله واسع عليم.
All right, that was nice recitation. Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, and Ali Nasir, inshallah you will be repeating after me, all right? I will recite the ayah, make sure you repeat after me. Brothers and sisters also will, inshallah, recite and practice. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الشيطان يعدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالفحشاء.
الشيطان يعدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالفحشاء
والله يعدكم مغفرة منه وفضلا.
والله يعدكم مغفرة منه وفضلا.
والله واسع عليم.
والله واسع عليم.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. Allah bless you, inshallah. Allah Almighty in this ayah talks about, again, about infaq. Infaq, yes? Donation, okay? Charity. In the previous verses, Allah Almighty asked us to donate, yes? To give charity to the poor people in order to help them. In this ayah also, Allah Almighty talks about this infaq, about donation, but Allah Almighty warns us, okay? Warns us, informs us, okay, of a very important point. And that is that whenever someone wants to donate, Shaitan comes and tempts him and tells him, hey, come on, don't give your money away. You will need it tomorrow. Yes? You'll need it tomorrow. Or sometimes maybe you want to pay khums or pay zakat. Okay, people want to pay zakat or khums. Shaitan comes to them. Hey, come on. Why do you want to give 1/5 of your money away? Keep it for yourself. Tomorrow you're going to need it. Right? And yeah, maybe you will think, oh yeah, he's right. If I give it to this person, what about myself? I can keep it, I can save it, I can save it in my bank account. So each year, if I save, for example, $100, so after like 10 years, 20 years, okay, I'll have a lot of money. So that can solve a lot of problems. Shaitan comes and tells you this. It seems like, yes, it's right. Yes, Shaitan is right. But in fact, there are some things, okay, some points that we should consider them, okay? Allah Almighty says, الشيطان يعيدكم الفقر. Satan, Shaitan, frightens you of poverty. That if you give your money to charity, you will be a poor person tomorrow. Come on, be careful, okay? You should be smart. Don't give your money away. This is the temptation of Shaitan. وَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ. And also, what does Shaitan do? Shaitan prompts you or makes you, okay? Makes you commit sin. Commit what? Sin or bad actions, evil actions. فَحْشَاء, okay? But what does Allah Almighty do? وَاللَّهُ يَعِدُكُمْ مَغْفِرَةً مِّنْهُ وَفَضْلًا. But Allah Almighty promises you His forgiveness and His grace and His blessings. وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. And Allah Almighty is all bounteous and all knowing. He knows. Guys, about the temptation of Shaitan, 3-4 points I want to mention, okay? And that will be enough. I want you to refer to the Tafasir book for more explanation. Don't think when Shaitan comes to you and tempts you, do not donate. Just tell yourself, come on. What if I don't get old? What if, for example, I do not live longer? So what should I do with this money? What happens to this money if I save and I do not donate? Yes? And the other side, Imam Baqir alayhi salam, I think it's hadith from Imam Baqir alayhi salam or Imam Sadiq. I don't exactly remember. But the hadith is important. Imam alayhi salam says that the one who pays khums or zakat, okay, he shouldn't think like it's gonna make his income, his money less or decreases. Instead, it increases, but he should see it. All right? So don't think that temptations of Shaitan are so kind of fact, okay? In fact, they are fake ones, okay? They are not right. Be careful, inshallah, okay? When you have the power to donate, donate. All right? May Allah accept from you, inshallah. So please refer to the Tafasir book, okay? Since we don't have much time, we'll go to the Tajweed rules, inshallah. All right, Hussein?
Yes.
Okay. قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي. How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran. So, الشَّيْطَانُ يَعِدُكُمْ. Let's pay attention to the pronunciation of the letters. Some letters are important here. Ali Nasir, yes?
Yes.
Can you name the letters?
First one is letter Ta.
The letter Ta.
Then yes. Ayn.
Ayn is important. يَعِدُكُمْ. Great.
Then Qaf.
Uh-huh. فَقُرَ. Yes? Qaf.
Yes.
Which produces an echoing sound.
Yeah, qalqala.
Okay, yeah, qalqala. And the next letter, hamza, ya'murukum. Make sure you do not mispronounce it, like ayn, ya'murukum. If you say ya'murukum, it means it builds you, construct. I'mar, ta'mir, imarat. Yeah, these words,
yeah.
It has such a meaning, okay? But ya'murukum, amr. Invites you or commands you. okay, or makes you do something. So يَأْمُرُكُمْ يَعِدُكُمْ يَأْمُرُكُمْ, two different pronunciations. Next one.
Letter ها.
ها منه ها. If you say ها, it has another meaning. منه.
Yes.
فواد, next letter. ضاد. Yeah, ضاد. فضل. Great. والله واسع عليم. That's all. The pronunciations are very easy if you practice, okay? So, طا. Yes. ها. عين. همزة. And ضاد. So, these 4 or 5 letters are important in this ayah. The rest of them are easy. Now, the first rule. Fawad, why did I start with a sound? Ash-shaytan. I could say ish-shaytan or ush-shaytan because we have a hamzatul wasl. And hamzatul wasl can accept any harakat. It can have a fatha, kasra, dhamma. Why did I start with
ash-shaytan?
Because the third letter has a fatha? The third letter has a fatha. Mashallah. Is that the rule? Of course it has a fatha, but is that the rule? Do we pay attention to the third letter? Uh-huh. Who knows?
Because the first letter is sun letter.
Oh, all right.
Or moon letter.
Good. Sheen is a sun letter, of course.
So when the Hamzatul Wasl is on the first of the ayah,
okay,
then it should take fatha.
You should put a fatha on the top?
Yeah.
All right. You're about to say it, but let me do it.
Completely.
What does Hussein say?
Sir, I thought Fahad is saying correct, but...
But he was not right, yes?
Yes.
So who is right? So we had, like, we had two groups of words.
Yeah.
Verbs, nouns. In verbs, we pay attention to the third letter. Right? When the word is a verb. But when the word is not a verb, it's a noun, and it starts with alif and lam, or hamzatul wasl and lam, okay? Right, the definite article. So we said the rule is that always and always and always, forever, wherever you see a word has alif and lam, hamzatul wasl and lam, or the definite article, you have to put a fatha on the top of hamzatul wasl and read. Alhamdulillah, ar-Rahman, ar-Rahim. Right, these are the examples. Allahu la ilaha. These are the examples. All right.
Yeah.
So wherever you see an ayah starts with a word which has the definite article, right? The Hamzatul Wasl and Lam, put a fatha on the top of Hamzatul Wasl and read it. No kasra, do not pay attention to the third letter. That's when the word is a verb. Okay, Fawad?
Okay, sir.
Yes. So, ash-shaytanu, shaytanu. Since ta has a heavy sound, you should... Pay attention. الشيطان. Yes?
Yes.
شيطان. شي has an A sound, which means it is a mad lean.
Yeah.
Lean mad. يعيدكم الفقر ويأمركم. There's another rule. يأمركم. ميم ساكن plus با.
إقلاب.
إخفاء is right. إقلاب is when we have نون ساكن plus با. So, mim sakin plus ba, Fawad is right.
Ikhfa.
What? What do we have to do here?
Hide.
Hide the sound. Ikhfa. Ya'murukum bil fahsha. The mad is wajib, right?
Yes.
Sala tells you, wasl is better than waqf. You can continue. It's better. Wallahu ya'idukum maghfiratam idgham. Yes?
Yes.
Minhu wa fadla. Change the tanwin fatha to alif. And wallahu wasi'un alim. Wasi'un alim, tanwin plus ayn. Idhar, clearly pronounce the tanwin sound. That's all, okay? In this ayah, inshallah, I want you to really, really practice the tajweed rules. Recite them with tajweed, with important tajweed rules, okay? The ayah, inshallah. And for explanation, refer to the tafasir book. That's all. So, brothers and sisters, as you were listening, thank you so much for being with us. We really recommend you stay with IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we'll be here with you in the coming sessions. So, no questions? thanks to IRIB English Radio. No questions, yes?
No. No, sir.
No, thanks to IRIB English Radio and Sevier International School for cooperations. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن